West Georgia's first news on this Monday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. An attorney representing Villarica Mayor Leslie McPherson telling WLBB Radio Friday that he is looking into all legal options, fully intends to preserve all of McPherson's legal rights and protect the citizens of Villarica and the vote they cast in November, in which voters overwhelmingly showed their support for McPherson to be mayor beginning in 2024 over former Mayor Gil McDougall. Managing member of Chalmers, Adams, Backer & Kaufman, LLC, Douglas Chalmers, Jr., who practices in Georgia and Washington, D.C., is now working with McPherson after McDougall was elected by a divided city council to begin work as deputy city manager last week. During discussion for that vote, McPherson stating if you wanted a backdoor way to overturn an election, this is exactly what you would do. You would bring in the candidate that lost 2-1, and you would put him in a position to work with the city manager. Chalmers Jr. said it's sometimes hard to accept that voters have rejected you, but it is clearly what has happened here, and attempting to circumvent that by weaseling your way back into a city office that can attempt to do the job you were just voted out of, it's shameful. Chalmers has worked with political challenges for over 30 years. He was counsel to Mike Huckabee's 2016 presidential campaign and served as the chief Georgia lawyer for John McCain's presidential campaign. Now, the charter for the city of Villarica suggests that the mayor plays a weak role in city operations, and the unelected city manager would appear to have more say in actions of the city. A, quote, weak mayor possesses few, if any, of the executive powers provided in a strong mayor system. However, the city charter does allow for the mayor to veto certain actions of the city council, and while she was unsure if the charter could be interpreted to allow for a mayor to veto a council's actions regarding hiring of personnel, McPherson did give it a shot, filing a veto on Friday. McPherson telling WLBB Radio that she felt she needed to at least try the veto within the charter's required 3 days, and we will see where it goes from there. Just prior to the time that McPherson was filling out her veto at Villarica City Hall, a group of citizens were outside, letting council, the city manager, and the new deputy city manager know they were unhappy with the actions taken last week.
We had a city council meeting. A new employee was added to the city, completely against the city charter. We've had enough of what's going on in Villarica, and we're trying to take our city back.
Villarica's city charter states that no former mayor shall hold any compensated appointed office in the city until 1 year after the expiration of the term for which he was elected.
We voted for Leslie to be in. We don't want the old mayor or the city manager in, and our vote should matter.
We voted Gil out. We do not want him back. We don't want Tom. This city will run just fine without either one.
The days of the good old boy system are over, and it's not only apparent, but it's with a neon sign apparency that you don't care who you hurt, you don't care about the city, but it's about the power you maintain. And your power is going to come to an end because we live in a democracy and the people voted. We voted in November to get rid of Gil. We do not want him back, and Tom's days are numbered.
WLBB's chief videographer Joel Brock was at Friday's protest. He has posted video and audio to the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. And prior to her veto, McPherson said city manager Tom Barber was scheduled for vacation beginning this Wednesday. McDougall would have slid into the interim city manager position for that multi-week period. I'm Colin Worthington.